everybody. Welcome to the Debrief Podcast with me, Stevie.
And me, Dessa.
Thank you for emulating my upwards inflection.
Solidarity.
So today's podcast is about being tidy, which is something that I'm really good at. That's sarcasm. I'm awful. I'm probably the most untidy person I've ever met. Tessa, are you tidy?
No.
So we are best placed to give you advice. But actually, no. Tessa's life was revolutionised.
My life was changed. And I'm not even being sarcastic.
No, it really
I
was.
I really pushed because I wanted to do this podcast so much because my life was genuinely changed.
Yeah, yeah. And I've actually never seen someone I know undergo such a transcendental...
Do you think?
Yes.
Or are you being sarcastic?
If I'm being sarcastic, I would then say immediately after, sarcastic.
Okay.
Right? Incredible change. She, to the extent where we did have to tell you to shut up a bit.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
That's not a change. That's just somebody talking about their new fad.
No, but you had, but we went round to Tessa's flat and the amount of stuff Tessa has previously owned, like just incredible amounts of clothes that are like, oh, this is a pirate outfit. Yeah, I just bought a pirate outfit because everyone needs a pirate outfit. No, right, okay. So much
I'd like to immediately come in there and say that the pirate outfit would be like an actual pirate.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So like
these
vintage pirate outfit.
Stuff, there's so much of it because it's all from like car boot sales. And
yes.
when the pirate outfit is £1 and it looks like an actual pirate outfit, then how can you turn it down?
Exactly.
And no amount of like, but who will wear this and why?
Because it's, ever be able, it's for a baby.
Will ever, who will wear this baby Victoriana pirate costume?
Yes.
Is impossible to answer because you're like, it doesn't matter. I must have it.
Yes.
It was £1. How can I leave this behind?
Of course.
I own the, I mean, the baby pirate is a fictional one, but I do own baby lederhosen. But like beautiful antique 18th century lederhosen.
A lot of it, do you feel like a lot of it is you think you're going to sell it on?
No, some things I do think I'll sell that.
And then you
but
don't.
But very rarely.
Yes.
Mostly it's like, what a beautiful piece of work, or like what a wonderful thing, what
Someone
a funny, ridiculous thing to have.
Yes.
Who owns this? Who wouldn't need these lederhosen for an infant? Like, they're, I don't know how to describe it.
But then we went round to Tessa's flat and she asked us if we'd like a tour of her bedroom, which felt weird at the time. And then we went upstairs and it's like a minimalist haven.
Right.
And then we went round recently, this is like a year after, maybe even 2 years after, was it?
That's how often we visit.
Yeah. We're not friends. No, and I actually illegally went into, just popped my head into your room because the bathroom was next door and I was like, I wonder if she's kept...
What do you mean illegally?
As in I hadn't said, can I look in your room?
I hadn't offered you at all.
You hadn't offered me at
Understood.
All.
Understood, and thank you for respecting my space.
It's okay, I really didn't. I popped my head in and it was still an absolute testament to minimalia. It was
minimalia.
Wonderful. I think that's the wrong use of that word. It was still really great. It like there's a shelf with like stuff on it, but it's like... spaced out and like you've clearly selected things rather than just been like, well, that's got to go somewhere and you know. But before we go into to why and how and how can we learn, you
and
know?
When
and if. What's the most adult thing you've done this week?
I'm at Project Inbox Zero.
As in you've deleted all of your emails?
Everything. Everything I've ever wrote, yeah. Inbox Zero is when you're the little red number is at zero.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. It's red because they're unread.
Yes, and you have to do the mark as red.
Isn't English language extraordinary?
Oh, red because it's red. No, it's unread.
Yeah, so it's red.
Right.
Good stuff, isn't it? It's like a
completely fallen down there.
Why is someone writing this down?
Someone will be editing it out later. It's amazing, yes.
This number,
yes.
What's yours?
Mine's at zero now.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah. well, fine.
But... No, but that's great, because I also felt like a real adult too when I did it.
It's really
real,
great.
It's great.
It's a thing that people talk about all the time, and it's, you know, it's good, and I feel
still
great
about it. Still got 47 tabs open, haven't you?
I love tabs,
Tessa's
Stevie.
Tab queen.
I suspect...
Her tabs stress me out more than anyone will know, and also more than they should.
It's got to say to absolutely mad stuff.
You can't see what the titles of each of the tabs are.
Yeah, you can't even see what they are.
There's
bad, guys.
Hundreds of them.
I suspect that I have like just a very visual brain, and I can't if I can't see it,
it's not there.
How can I think it? Like, how can I remember? You know, so
no,
I just keep all my tabs open.
My adult thing I
That's
did.
Gonna be my project.
I mean, I should have gone first and set the bar this low.
Yeah, I'm ready. That's okay. Everything's welcome here.
Okay.
I will tease. Okay. Oh, quite to the Victorian playground taunt there. I will tease. Yeah, go on.
It is, There was a bee in a bush and I walked past it and run away.
That's very good.
I'm really frightened of bees and it was a big bee. And actually, you know, there's lots of bees and I had to get into a house. And I've historically made the person come outside because I refused to go in and I have to go in like a back way. And I just can't get into the house because there's so many bees, especially if I've got a skirt on. Because I'm like, what if the bee flies up, gets confused, stings me? Then not only have I been stung, but also I've killed a bee and the bees are on the decline, you know? So bees frighten me on a real moral level, whereas wasps I just hate.
Okay.
Anyway, lots of bees. Just, I walked past them like I didn't have a care in the world.
No way, did you really?
Yeah, I breezed past them bees.
Did you break stride?
Walked a bit quicker.
Right, okay.
Looked a bit tense.
That's brilliant.
Thanks, everyone. Right. So, Tessa, this incredible sort of phase that you... Nay, it was not a phase.
Why, thank you.
It was a life change.
Why, thank you.
Please tell me how, because I need to change.
Okay. Well, it was brought about... It happened... On a thrice
rainy night.
Christmas.
Nay.
Yay. Christmas night thrice years ago. And I had asked for, what a square. I'd asked for a book on tidying.
Right, that is dull.
What a square. My parents would have been like, boo.
That year, same year, thrice Christmas ago, I asked for a shelf and a bin.
Boo.
Very bad, isn't it?
It was obviously a square year for us all.
Oh, yes.
But I asked for this from somebody. And I'd heard tell in the streets of its magic. And it is called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying by Marie Kondo.
You've probably heard of it, but have you read it? Probably not.
Have you read it? No. I genuinely thoroughly recommend it. Once you've read it, pass it on to somebody else. Get your wear out of it. You've obviously got to get rid of it. You can't keep it.
Of course,
you gotta
because
tidy
of the ethos of Marie
and
Kondo.
And it genuinely, both the word life-changing and the word magic about tidying are not natural bedfellows.
Hyperbole.
Yeah. And you're like, please, please. But question from the floor.
Run us through the court. I burped.
Okay. Okay.
That was my question.
Okay, I will. So, bit of backstory about Marie Kondo. Lovely Japanese lady.
I burped again.
Okay. Obsessed with tidying all her life.
Okay.
And obsessed with like...
Sounds like a fun girl to bring to a party.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
Okay.
But the more you read, the more you're like, you need to not come to the party.
Sure.
But your words are very helpful and your ideas excellent. Thank you.
Thanks for your concept.
Thanks for your concept, Marie.
Keep your...
You stay at home.
Yes.
But I think she loves tidying and she gets a lot of joy from it. Mm. So balls to her. And she has spent
balls
most of...
to her.
As in like, balls... Is that not an expression?
Oh, again, I don't think...
Balls to you, Marie. No, we don't say, like, best of luck. You know, like, you do your thing.
Okay.
You do you.
Please tweet us.
if you think balls to you is an expression of a positive one. So I think it's Marie says, has spent like her whole life wanting to be tidy or like how to better tidying techniques and like storage cupboards, little things, put this inside this, Pinterest hacks to make you good at it, put little jars, make them magnets, stick them on the fridge, fill them with spices.
Oh like, my God, yeah.
Put special drawer, pull out the drawer, put the cleaning equipment in the drawer. Like stuff that when you see it on Pinterest, you're like, oh my God, yes, I must go home now and make
use
that.
Use a ladder as an old bookcase.
An adder. A ladder. A ladder.
No,
an adder.
Snakes. A ladder.
An adder.
Adder. Then you got a
professional
bookcase.
Yeah. All
top
that.
Of your stuff in a snake.
Yeah, that's where...
Feed all your possessions to an adder.
Yeah, no,
when you need it, just squeeze them at the end like a toothpaste tube.
Yeah, that. So she was deep into, you know, all the storage hacks in the world. She was hack queen and none of them ever really worked.
Okay, so surprising.
That's the first thing to accept is that shit on Pinterest does not work.
No, it doesn't. It just makes you feel bad about yourself.
Bad about yourself.
Because, I'd like constantly... with everything, Pinterest makes me feel bad about myself. If I'm like moving into a new flat, I'm like, cool, it's like quite a small room. Okay, cool. Storage hacks for like small places.
Yeah.
And you're like, great. Okay, yeah, I'll just like put up a curtain rail that kind of snakes around my room and the curtain's made of
and
books.
Then a piece of string hangs behind the door and keeps three hangers of dresses.
If you don't have any room for your necklaces, why don't you buy little clothes hooks and put them all over your
and
the
then,
wall?
And then get that wasabi tape and put it around your frames. You're like, this is lovely.
Wasabi tape.
I don't even know what wasabi tape is. And I'm, you know, and but those articles do, and Pinterest, we love it because we love the idea.
Inspo.
We love the idea of everything being neat and tidy and everything. Yeah. And people be going like, that's a clever idea. Balls to you if you can do it.
Less and less believing in that phrase.
I'm also losing confidence in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have done the magnetic jars of spice jars.
I could feel that. Yeah. From the way
I got like little jams from a hotel once.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ate them, obviously.
Yeah.
Duh.
With a spoon.
Yes, please. Straight in. It's exactly spoon size. Why do they make them so small? Ate them, had hundreds of them, 20. 20.
Had hundreds
easy,
of them.
Stevie. 20. Really picking up her story here.
Had thousands. 10.
10. Millions. Couldn't even count them. It was 20. Anyway, so, and then you're supposed to buy magnets, glue them to the inside, and then they stick to the fridge, and they've got the lovely spices in.
Mm.
And you would pull them off.
I go through quite a lot of basil of a week. I don't think one of those pots is enough.
Okay,
on
so crucially, I've never used a spice.
That's very important for this story.
Yeah,
yes.
So crucially for me, it's entirely visual.
Sure.
But I like the idea of pulling the thing off.
Yes.
Anyway, glued them on. Bought the magnets on Amazon.
Mm.
Weapon grade. So the magnets were so tight together, I couldn't get them apart. I want such high intensity magnets. And then as a
your neighbour's like iron filings.
Yeah, so shoot through the window to stick to the magnets. Anyway, we finally managed to get them apart. Finally managed to like glue them. The whole house was having to join in to like try and get these like 10 little tiny magnets just stuck so tight together, couldn't get them apart. Finally managed to do it. Anyway, then once they were on the fridge, never coming off. You couldn't get purchase on those jars. So all you could do was move them like up and down. Up and down the fridge, but you couldn't get them off, so they're still there.
Haven't you moved out?
Yes, we had to leave them. I just hope that they got by.
They inherited
people.
By someone who's like, oh, great,
oh, lovely,
like,
this
oh no, what a burden! What a curse! We've been cursed with these spice
what
jars.
What a curse! Yeah, so they inherited the curse of the spice jars. Anyway, so just setting the scene that I come at it of a place of very inspired by things.
Mm.
They never work. Extremely messy person with many, many, too many things. Anyway, so for Christmas, I get and I read in a day. I read it in a day.
Wow.
I read.
I had a lot on.
Busy Christmas. I read the... I read it on Boxing Day, all right?
Okay.
There's nothing going on Boxing Day.
Never is.
The life-changing magic of tidying. And the basic idea is that you tidy once... and you never tidy again. So people are like, what? What are you talking about?
I understand that.
That's insane. The idea is that rather than, because some people have this idea of like, just take 10 minutes every day and then it's, you know,
no.
Any of those ideas of like little and often, no chance. What you need to do is take off ideally a week, but like a weekend will do it.
Yeah.
You got to take it seriously and you got to have nothing else on.
Okay.
Because disaster
That's
zones
easy
happen
for me.
When you... I can see that.
Both of us.
Yeah, absolutely fine. Got plenty of time.
Yeah.
The disaster happens when you try and do something like a big wardrobe overhaul or something. You get all your clothes out.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh shit, 6 o'clock. And then you just like throw them all in a bin bag and then they never come out for 6 months.
Yes.
So that sort of disaster, you've got to avoid that disaster. So you've got to have loads of time. Loads of time. So the idea is that you tidy everything.
In your house.
In your house, in one go, even though that feels overwhelming, but you take several days to do it.
Okay.
And then once it's done, every single thing has a place.
Oh.
So then when you take it out and you use it for whatever it is, what is it? What's this?
It's a nice cigarette pantsuit.
Oh, lovely. A pantsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when you finish wearing that, you put it back in the place where the cigarette pantsuit lives.
That's the issue that I have.
Exactly.
So I have a tidy and then everything
ends up on
the
floor. You're like, oh, this is lovely and tidy. And then as soon as you start using it, it never goes back. But once you get it into a place, we sort of have to backtrack here to get to...
Yes,
where
of course.
So it's a very Japanese lot of respect. Also, I thoroughly recommend getting on Feng Shui.
That is fun. I think it's pronounced Feng Shui.
Is it?
Yes.
I couldn't be more embarrassed.
I couldn't care less.
I couldn't give a shit. No, I am embarrassed.
That is fun, actually.
Yeah. And so obviously there are things that are nuts. Again, if you're a fan, please. But my personal opinion is some of it cray is that like if it's like you look up your birthday and your height and that's your number and that's where your head should face if it's north or northeast or southwest, you know.
So each direction has a number.
Each,
so
like you've got, all the places
if
on the
you've got 12, face south.
That's exactly right.
Right, that's the thing. Okay, right. Okay.
You said it in a funny voice, but that's it.
That is it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So some of that stuff, take it or leave it. So do
I'm
that.
So into
okay,
it.
So you've taken your 3 days and you have to sort of get on board. If you don't like the idea, just get on board, please.
Yes.
And it'll make you feel like, okay, this is what I'm doing today. Put on something a bit, not smart, but like, just, you know, you're
a
ready.
A ball gown.
You put your ball gown on. No, yeah. Just like, you're ready to work. You've got something smart on.
Slacks.
put your slacks on, or like a little whatever makes you feel
a little what? I don't know. A little bra.
This
is a little and sort of grabbed her own boobs.
No, she didn't. That was actually an apron. Was actually what I was doing.
Okay.
Like I just was trying to say something that made you feel. She suggests almost feeling like sort of Little House on the Prairie, like a little like sort of Stepfordy wife. Like,
oh, I don't know.
That's very helpful. But I'm saying once you're in your pajamas and you're disgusting, and your hair's tied up with a sock, you're not making anything good. So like, wash yourself, get dressed. Don't do it. I'm like, oh, I'm in pajamas. I'm doing it. What do you want?
Respect the activity.
Exactly. Exactly right, Stevie. Which is the next thing. Respect the house. Okay. So then you go into the living room, into the bigger space. You say, thank you very much.
Oh, I feel like I'm out. Yeah,
so already we're already.
Well, she's lost me. Okay. But
you don't have to do any of these things.
Sure.
I would say just go. Here we go. Balls in. Is that? Can I have that?
Put your balls into the living room.
Put your balls in the living room. I think just commit wholeheartedly to the experience. But if you don't want to do any of this stuff, I think it's quite fun. You're like, yes, I'm taking it seriously and doing what this woman suggests fully. Just be like, yes, the house. Respect the process.
Right.
So then we do this in stages. You do it in sets. You do your clothes first.
Mm.
And that takes as long as it takes. Then you do all your books.
Mm.
Then you do all your like miscellaneous toilets. Yeah, but but like more like toiletries
and
like cosmetics and stuff like that. We do all of those, and then it's bits. Then that's right. Something like, what is this?
I've got a sort of an elephant.
Yeah,
candle holder. It's also an eye. Books.
Yeah, so you work down in like difficulty because there's stuff, and you're like, what's this for?
That's easy to throw
impossible.
Away.
Papers and love letters comes under one of those, but I find that one like too stressful. And I think just put them in all a lovely box.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't the time.
No.
It's nice to keep them. Put them in a lovely box. Same for your grandchildren to sort out when you're dead.
Yes.
Lovely.
Lovely, great. Yeah.
Oh, yes, please. Okay. Right. So let's say we start with clothes and we just get all our clothes out in one go, because what happens when you do some tidying is you do like one little cupboard and then one drawer, and you're like, I made this drawer really nice, but then what's the point? Because your room's in chaos and you never use that drawer. So you want to get all the clothes in the whole house that are yours. Don't just take your housemate's belongings. Take all your clothes and you put them all in the living room, and then we put them in piles of things. So we put all the jeans together, all the stripy t-shirts, all of the coats, all of the scarves, everything in piles. So then what you have is the first stage where you look at stuff and you're like, I own 17 stripy t-shirts.
That is
too many, because at any given time I can only wear one. This is crackers. And you sort of see, you start to see like, oh, these are the things I obviously buy all the time. 18 pink nail varnishes. That is obviously a thing that when I'm out I'm like, ooh, get one of those.
Right.
Because you just forget that you own one, you know?
Yes.
And then, and this is where things get spiritual.
I'm into it.
We pick up each item. You have to hold it in your hands. You can't just look at it.
Okay.
You have to hold it and you ask yourself whether that item sparks joy.
Okay.
Do
you have to use that wording?
Yes, we do.
Of course.
Okay, everyone just keeping it real light in the room.
No, I'm okay.
Things have taken a tense turn in the studio. But like, so you ask if it sparks joy.
Yes.
And if you say like, oh, I love this jumper, I love this thing, then it can stay.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you don't wear it anymore, if it doesn't fit you, if you haven't worn this in years, it's your graduation hat. I can't think of something.
Right.
Oh, your ballet dress when you were 10, doesn't matter what it is. Of course you're never going to wear that again. If it sparks joy, it can stay.
If it makes you go, ooh.
If you make that face, now you can't see Stevie's face, but hopefully that noise
like a
was
sad so, walnut.
It was like, ooh. So some things will be like, oh, great, I hate this. Gone.
Yes.
Gone. And then some things will make that face of like, I saw that time.
At Jam's wedding, I did look good, but I was a different shape.
That noise that you're making is either, is what?
It has to go.
It has to go. And that is because you're either holding on to that thing and that's what's dragging you down. You're holding on to that because of fear of the future or guilt about the past.
God.
Ooh, things getting deep in here.
Yeah.
So the guilt about the past is either like, oh, but grandma gave me that. Or like, oh, I was given that as a gift. Oh, I wore that to Jan's wedding. Oh, but this. It was a nice thing in the past. Or fear about the future is like, oh, I thought one day I'd fit into that. One day I would wear it. I hoped I could do this. No. If that thing in the future comes up, buy another one.
Yes.
And the thing about the past, it's gone. It's happened. And even if it was a gift, and you're like, I don't want to get rid of a gift.
They don't know I'm getting rid of it.
They don't know I'm getting rid of it. They'd be upset if they knew I'd been holding on to something I didn't like for years. Mm. And then what do we say to our clothes before they go?
Nothing.
No, we say thank you.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Okay. Say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
We say thank you.
And then you give it away.
Then it's gone. Then it goes to charity.
Goes to a charity shop.
Or eBay. Or wherever it's
or
going.
Bin. If it's,
or the bin.
If it's beyond wearing.
If it's beyond where Lady Marie Kondo is obsessed with putting everything in the bin. I think that's obviously insane.
Right.
Give it to charity. Sell it, for God's sake. Give it to your housemates.
Do something with it.
But the crucial thing is that we say thank you. And then once you've said that, you're free of it and you aren't like hanging on to all this clutter.
Okay. And then you get nude or something? Is there something where you get nude and sacrifice something? Or
no, that's the second book and you have to sign up to a special package if you want to.
Oh, great. It's like a pyramid scheme.
It's a pyramid scheme. Sure. I'm in a pyramid scheme, Stevie.
Okay. So you did this.
And I did it. And I like really, obviously, I'm a girl who thinks her clothes are sentient. And
well, it's true. You do. But also I do as well. Like if I've got mismatched socks.
Yeah.
And I just think that the sock looks sad. And I had this awful moment where I threw one of these socks away and then found the sock.
Yeah, right?
And I gasped.
Yeah.
Like I'd betray, because I didn't want to tell the sock.
Yeah, right.
But I'd thrown the other one away. It's like, yeah. Good Lord, this is a
good
sock.
Lord. It's exactly, but you can't get rid of it. You can't.
No.
You think they're real. I found a bra that I thought was lost for ages and I went, you're safe.
Fine. Didn't you have that thing with the trainers where you couldn't take them back because you didn't want them to feel embarrassed that you couldn't wear them?
Yes. Yeah. I bought a pair of trainers from the shop and then I found them cheaper online. So I took the ones who were from online back to the shop so they'd feel proud to be in the shop.
That was like, oh, I think God. That was very close to when you read this book, because I think there was that must have been a turning point
for me.
Where it was like, okay, I can't actually function. I'm now like,
yeah, this is nuts. So then when you've got rid of everything,
okay.
You then, this is the thing about it will always be in the right place, is you put it back exactly where it's supposed to be.
How do you know? Do you have to ask it?
Yeah.
No, you don't. I was joking.
Do you have to ask it?
Does it speak to you?
It will, yeah. It says okay. Where it wants to live.
Okay.
And then
does
you
it say it in but out of your mouth? So it's like, where do you want to go? Oh, I want to go.
No,
but you're
do
doing the voice.
It'll just know. And you'll be like, okay. And then all the things, you'll be what like, exactly where it's supposed to live. And then it always goes back to that place when you finish using it. Because
okay, but just to go back to
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
That's the bit that I struggle with.
That's the bit that in the pyramid scheme when we sort of wash over.
Wash over that.
Wash over that.
Like in Scientology, where it's like, oh, in the end,
with aliens, we're like, nah, 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 come on, focus.
Tom Cruise, he's good.
Focus on folding the trousers. Come on, over here.
So say I've kept, I don't know. Okay, I've got this weird triangular statue that looks like something from the Illuminati. I love it. And so I bought it as a flat-warming thing for myself. Pointless. It looks
oh,
like
yes.
It should open.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't. And everyone who sees it is like, just sort of pokes it. And it's like, so what's that then? And I'm like, oh. And then I go and make some tea or something. But I will never get rid of it because I think it's really weird and cool.
Because it sparks joy.
It sparks joy. Now, I've said thanks to it. I haven't, because I'm not getting,
you're not
rid,
getting
of it. No, I've just sort of been like, yeah, we know.
We're
on
we know,
the same
boy.
Page. Now, how does that tell me where to put it? Because I actually don't.
Where is it now? Does it feel in the right place?
Okay, it's a bad example of that, because actually it does feel like it's in the right place. But okay, great. I've got a massive Buddha head that I got bought on my 27th birthday.
Does it spark joy?
It does spark joy, because it's quite mental and I quite like it.
I feel like you're suggesting in your tone and your body language that it's not.
No, because you know
joy.
Who bought it for
no,
me.
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
No, I just can tell.
Can you?
Yeah, that you're...
It was an ex.
You didn't... Oh, my... This is good stuff, isn't
this
it?
This is happening in real time.
Wow, because
but
when you
I've
talk about that triangle...
Else.
When you, the way that you talk, when you talk about your triangle thing that
it's
you
so
obviously
calm.
Love, lives in a place that you like to look at it
you
and
know
you love
it.
You
know what it is? Would you like
you
to know
You don't like
the
that Buddha head.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
It's too big to get rid of.
Yeah, it's not too big.
Like, oh, just
go, it's
a charity shop.
Take it to a charity shop.
I do have to.
It has to go. See, look how you talked about
because
it. You immediately
I've got
tensed up.
Everything else. And I just, and it wasn't just my, it was like his friends as well. And it was like a joke present. And I was a bit like, ha, 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 ha. And at the time, oh, thanks so much for the Buddha head. And they're like, oh, she didn't get the joke. And I was like, no, I did. I was playing along with the joke. And it was a slightly awkward moment. And then I've just had this massive Buddha head that I've been like, oh, this is a silly joke though. Like, I can take a joke. Like, I've got a big Buddha head.
Oh my goodness, look at what you're carrying around.
So much baggage.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to go home.
Let it go.
I'm going to go home
and you can
take
say
it
out. Yeah, say thank you to it because it's not at fault.
No, it's like, not at fault.
You don't have to say thank you. You'd be like, we had a good time.
Great time.
No harm, no foul here. Buddha.
Yes, no harm, no foul.
But
okay.
Acknowledge that what you're letting go of is like all that emotion of being given this bad gift.
Yeah, bad
right?
gift that
you,
I didn't
that
react
you,
well
and that you
to.
Carry around with you being like, oh, this is going to live, right?
Yeah, and it's just like on my chest of drawers. And
every time you think about it, you're like, that's in the wrong place. Yeah, oh, this is thrilling stuff.
It's really thrilling. I hope it's thrilling for you listening as it is to be in the room and feel the electricity just bouncing
Guys,
off
it
us.
Feels electric in here.
Electric in here.
So, and maybe do this sort of thing, not with your clothes because that's boring, but with your objects, do it with somebody else and get them to say, Nah.
Yeah, you're not reacting well to that.
Yeah, it'll be obvious when, because I'll be like, no, I know, I keep this for this. And once you start making that noise or your shoulders go up or you start being like, shut up, I'm keeping it, you know, be like, yeah. Okay, let's address why.
Yeah, why are you talking like that?
Why are you talking like that? Why do you hold on to this thing that itself is not a representation of that, but it is obviously a bigger issue. Good stuff.
Okay, but back to the original thing. How do the objects tell you where they want to go?
Well, the things
go?
That you love, the triangle thing. Oh, triangle. You never questioned where that lived, right?
I didn't. I just put it there.
You just knew, right?
God, so it's like in your mind.
Oh, yeah, very much so. They aren't going to literally be like, I'd like to live on the mantelpiece.
No, I know that, but I thought like, they might feel it.
You will just be like,
face.
Oh, yes, this feels lovely here. You know? Right, okay. It's just that feeling that you put
so
it
you
in.
You can carry it around and like,
oh, absolutely. And put it places. You don't have to be sat there alone in your bedroom being like, when will it speak? Like,
but I can't visualize things if I can't see them.
Yeah, so just carry it around, put it in places. When it feels right, it'll feel right.
Okay.
And that isn't even like a spiritual thing. That's just like things
that's just,
look right
that's
there.
That's life.
That looks nice there. Yeah. Like, that's not.
That's how you have to get
yeah, so but the point about being able to put things that you love on display is that it feels it's nice and good to put them there, but things are like, oh, this, you know,
what
that's
this?
What causes it to be a stressful space, you know?
That's interesting. Okay, great.
This has been magic.
It has been magic.
And then these last things are just like purely practical.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Why do you never have to tidy again?
Oh, sorry, because...
Let's
say it's not the triangle, the silver triangle pod. It is something more practical that you use every day.
Socks.
Well, they either go in the laundry basket.
Or they disappear.
Or
that's my life.
Okay, so if you're going to wear them again, they go back in the drawer.
In a way, yeah.
Not in a way.
I don't know where mine go.
Okay, there we go. So you don't know where your socks live. So now, sorry, we need to do another stage, which is that all your drawers need to be like, these are my pants, these are my bras. I'm going to divide those two up. These are my tights.
Got like one bra. So
put it in there. Put it in there alone. And then when you look at them, you're like, you're right, I do need
more
bras.
I need more bras. Yeah.
And when you look at your pants, you're like, these are too many pants.
Yes.
And some of these are a decade old.
Yes.
And thank you for your good work. I can't get rid of any of my pants because they've come
me
on.
Tightly.
Thank you. So then you look at your one bra and you're like, you're right, that's not enough bras.
Okay.
And you look at your tights drawer and you're like, that's too many tights.
Yes.
Also, possibly some of your tights are like in their packet and you're like, that's obviously a thing I buy. Because I'm like, oh, I probably need tights.
Yeah, you know? I am.
And then socks, all just socks by themselves. So again, you're thinking, this is a lot of drawers.
A lot of drawers.
But this is, I'm describing quite small drawers, but if you've got big, big chest of drawers, divide them up.
Okay, drawer dividers.
And it's not just like, socks and pants and, you know, all the stuff.
That's what I've got.
Yeah, right. Okay, it's socks, pants. Bras.
All stuff.
All stuff. So what have you gone for?
All stuff.
All the stuff. No, everything has got...
No.
That's the thing, like, things have just got to be together.
They've got to be together. Okay.
They've got to be together.
Yes, because otherwise, how can you assess, like... I only found out I had like maybe 2.5 bras like about 2 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how
you
did
don't
I know that?
Just like, they've got to be all together so that you can see all the things.
Okay.
And that's really important, just be able to like hear that they are. That.
I tidy it and then I get ready and then I run out of time and I can't put stuff back because I've got too much stuff out and then I leave and then my room's a mess.
That's fine. Don't beat yourself up. But when you come home, that's the first thing that you do.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So if you're taking your clothes off from the day and you're getting into your gym jams.
Thanks, Grandpa Joe.
You know, get in your Jimmy Jam pots, Stevie. You know, whatever, if you're changing out of your work wear when you get home, then you make sure you put everything away.
So it's the first thing I do, rather than going like, nah, I can't be asked.
Because
that
isn't tidying, that is putting it back.
Oh,
right.
Wow. So you never tidy again.
You never
semantically,
tidy
it's not tidying.
Exactly.
It's putting
right.
it back.
Yeah.
Like,
right. That's how she got us
cash.
With language.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it isn't tidying because tidying
helpful.
Is that like, oh, where's this going to go? And that's the stress of being like, oh, God, just put it under
put
the table.
It in there. Yeah.
People
definitely.
Are coming around, put it under the table. But it's not. Put it where it lives. And then it's
right.
like, and that's its home.
But do you say thank you to it then?
I'm afraid you do. Yeah. At the end of the day, you thank your clothes.
Do you actually?
Yeah, but again, that's higher up the pyramid
I'm
scheme.
I'm genuinely amazed by this. I was completely... I keep joking. And
yeah,
like,
but you do.
Oh,
you have
yeah.
to thank your clothes.
So I don't have time every night to thank all my objects. You have to
No, just the ones you used today.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't think I mean, it's
you
difficult
have the time.
To...
I mean, it's not,
what if you've got, like, a man round?
Yeah,
or,
he's not going to
or
stay
a girl.
Long.
Like, what if you got anyone round? You're having a nice time. And then you say,
but that's,
sorry, can we finish? I forgot to thank my sweatshirt.
No, but you would have just, like, take it off. As you're taking it off, you just say, thank you.
Quietly.
Can you say it
with your mind?
You certainly can, yeah.
Right, that's helpful.
In public, you can say it in your mind.
Okay.
I would like to clarify, I do not do the thanking.
No,
I do the thanking when I throw things away, especially like, you know, if you had to throw away your pants, I still would be like, thanks, guys.
Yes, I think that's nice. And also helps the anthropomorphizing.
It really does. And it helps that, like, getting rid of something by being like, I'm free of this now.
Yes.
Otherwise, it always feels bad. You're like, oh, I don't want to get rid of it. But yeah, so everything is separate, and then everything goes back at the end of the day exactly where it was.
Mm.
You can be making a big mess at the table doing your, I don't know, your craft projects, but things
go
back.
I mean, Tessa was really like, you know.
For example, your crafts.
For example, your macrame.
For example.
I'm just throwing out one example.
Relatable you stuff that the people are doing. And then you put things back exactly where they go.
Yes.
Rather than be like, oh, put it there. And that's when things become a mess.
Okay.
Mm.
I mean, it's great. It feels like we were sponsored by Marie Kondo today.
But I just absolutely love
but
her.
But actually, because I sort of said to Tess, like, we can't just do a thing about a book. Like, we've got to... But actually, I really enjoyed that. That was really helpful.
I think because that idea of the letting go thing, it is so much bigger a thing than you think.
Yeah. We saw it in action.
Saw it live. And that's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
When you look at what you have kept, what does spark joy, you're like, oh, I'm really into fishing.
Yeah,
like, oh, okay. I should maybe explore this. Like,
it helps your life.
Helps your life so much. You're like, oh, this is a thing that I like.
Yes.
Oh, this
rather
is
rather than being like, I like everything that's ever been made, apparently.
Yeah. I guess it's everything in the world. Yeah. Or you say like, oh, I don't like this thing.
Yeah.
You know, actually, that I always think I, you know, goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Has wider context than just objects. I suppose, yeah, it's all about emotions surrounding.
It's so much about emotion that we don't
tidy sort of... people tend to be a very specific type of person,
yeah,
as well. Naturally tidy people and naturally messy people tend to be as well. So it's like it's all wrapped up in personality, in what you've been doing recently.
Especially, and also because we have that thing about creative people are like this, therefore you're like, oh, I'm just a world of chaos. I'm this, you know?
Yeah,
which you can still be. It's not your nature to fold things or to, but you still can.
I can't.
I know.
Things.
Wait, so now you're going to go on YouTube?
Roll.
Yes, very good.
Yes,
and
I've
you're
going
to go on YouTube and you're going to look things up. And in your drawers,
yes,
you're not going to stack. You're going to put them
like files in a filing cabinet.
Like files in a file. Exactly right. And your jeans, you're going to learn, go on YouTube, look up how to fold jeans.
Oh.
And then in your drawer, rather than be like, oh, look at these jeans. You put them in the cupboard, in the drawer, sorry, and they go upright like a file. They look lovely.
Wow, that's fun.
And you also do them dark to light.
And when you look in there, mine are all black. So
that's absolutely fine.
That's
so like varying
the ones
shades
I
of black.
New, yeah, and then to the old,
to the
like,
old
gray.
Yes. But when you pull them out, you'll be like, oh, Pinterest. You know, it's just like, whoa, wee.
But it's like, I suppose it, when I... realize that actually like buying a nice expensive, not that expensive, just like a nice looking, because I use a diary, dates diary, buying a nice dates diary, buying a nice makeup bag, and again, I don't mean expensive, I just mean like nice to look at, buying a nice cover for your Mac means that every time I open my bag, I don't go, oh God, this crap. Like you just, having nice things around you just, you know,
produces
makes you
nice
happier.
Things.
It makes a nice,
absolutely. It's
so
like
if I open my drawer every morning and I've got a Pinterest clothes, like I will think for a second that I'm living someone else's life and I've done like some sort of body mind swap.
Yeah, right.
But it
and
will
just,
also be in a positive way.
And then you
way.
Start, once that's happened to one bit, you're like, oh, I'll do that, make sure.
Do everything else.
Everything else in your life. The other two like little things are your wardrobe, same of that, try and do dark on the right going to light on the left.
Again,
if
all
you
black,
can.
But fine.
Again, so put your blacks in order. Yeah. And also I once tried to, I mean, I did do it, rainbowed my wardrobe.
Okay, how
I've
that?
Seen it on Pinterest. Yeah. It took a whole day. It looked exquisite.
But then every time you put some back, not only
it was a nightmare,
you,
Stevie. It was
like,
a living.
You have to
thank
like,
it. This is in the days before
the
thanking,
order.
So I didn't know I had to thank you.
Right.
But it was a nightmare, and it was like that sort of the epitome of like those stupid candles that you can't burn because they look too nice.
Yeah.
You know,
so yeah,
like what's
like
the point in you?
You're like, what am I doing?
Or like a bath bomb. You're like, as soon as you are useful, you will die. So like pointless in the rainbow wardrobe. It was like an IKEA showroom, but you couldn't live in it.
No.
Anyway, so then forget the rainbow. Nonsense. Everything goes in the sets of what it is. Here are the jumpers all together. Here are the stripes. Here's my blue t-shirts. Here is this. Here is this. Try and work dark to light if you can. It's very tricky.
Especially if you're also categorising. So you'd be like, dark light of jumpers. But it's actually...
No, it's dark light of jumpers. Exactly, it's impossible to do.
So forget
dark light.
Just categorise it.
Just do like, here are all my dresses.
That's helpful.
All together. And then when you need like, you're never going to be like, oh my God, don't I own something else? And you're like, no, I'm looking at them all.
Mm.
And there's nothing else here.
I
haven't got any dresses. Maybe I should go and buy one, you know?
Yes.
You're looking at it. Bags in bags. So if you own a lot of like holdalls or handbags.
Ooh, I do,
or
those tote bags that I
tote
get,
bags.
Yeah.
Whack them all in like a Russian dolls.
Okay.
Everybody inside the biggest bag.
Mm.
Then you've got one bag.
Oh.
And then it's filled and sits nicely.
Oh, that is nice.
Right? And you just know all your bags are in there.
Good Lord.
Good stuff, hey?
Thank you so much, Tessa.
Thank you for letting me share.
This is like a TED talk.
Well, I just...
But I loved it.
I just love it, the book, so much.
I'm so glad. I'm so, so glad that we did it and that I didn't say, no, I'm not doing how to tidy. What are we? 50? I genuinely feel like I'm going to go home and do all of that stuff now, which is good because my room is a tip at the moment.
It's all over the internet. So
yes,
go and,
I will Google.
Go
and please tweet us at Stevie M. The S is tidily a 5.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
I'm at Tessa Coates. The T is tidily a T.
Yeah, that's annoying, yeah. Isn't it? That works. I've got T in my name. I shouldn't have brought that up. Or email us, podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. If you have any ideas for future podcasts, if you've done Marie Kondo, loved it, hated it, thought it was great, got any good tidying hacks, anything really, just pop us a tweet, pop us an email, and a lovely rate and subscribe.
Oh,
and
yes, like. Please do.
Oh, no, not subscribe, because you've probably already subscribed if you're listening.
Yeah, we love the reviews. Sometimes I go there.
Genuinely, I send Tessa the reviews because it's like... I mean,
Grandma can't get on them.
Grandma can't get on them, so I send Grandma the reviews and just to cheer her up, and she just has a lovely time. Same with me. It makes me really happy, so pop on
there.
We
read them all. We love them very
Unless
much.
They're not nice, so don't do that.
Do you
just
want?
Go and listen to another podcast. It's really
There's
easy.
Loads available.
So many. And have a lovely, lovely, tidy week.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Best of luck to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You spark joy.
You do spark joy. Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Thanks for having us.